Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and good afternoon. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, January 19th. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And since we're still in the Christmas season in many European countries, including Poland, until February 2nd, Candlemas Day, Matka Boska Gromniczna, let's begin with Grażyna Augustyk and Urszula Dudziak and Kolenda. And in the news, the U.S. values Poland's key role in Europe and NATO. Georgette Mosbacher, former U.S. ambassador to Poland during Donald Trump's first presidency, affirmed at a conference in Warsaw that the U.S. is committed to working with Poland to build a robust security architecture. Speaking at a debate on the future of transatlantic relations organized by the Union of Entrepreneurs and Employers, Mosbacher referenced the upcoming inauguration of Donald Trump for another term. The American diplomat highlighted Trump's statements emphasizing the need for European allies to take greater responsibility for their own security, stressing the importance of strengthening defense industries and production capacities in both Europe and the U.S. I believe the relationship between the U.S. and Europe is very strong in matters of security. We are independent. The U.S. understands this. I think Poland is now the leader in transatlantic relations, she said, underscoring Poland's strategic role on NATO's eastern flank, its position as a hub for supporting Ukraine, and its importance in facilitating the transit of goods from China to Western Europe. Mosbacher expressed confidence that close U.S.-Polish cooperation will continue, stating that the incoming U.S. administration understands Poland's significance. The former U.S. ambassador to Poland emphasized that Pete Hegseth, the incoming U.S. Secretary of Defense, views Poland as a model for NATO, and that Matthew Whitaker, the new U.S. representative to NATO, is expected to make Poland his first international visit. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
And we're continuing in the news. A house once owned by Rudolf Hess, the notorious commandant of the Nazi German Auschwitz concentration camp, has been purchased by the Counter-Extremism Project, CEP, a U.S.-based non-governmental organization, and will soon open to visitors. Located at 88 Legionów Street in Oświęcim, the house sits near the former camp's perimeter fence. The property became the focus of public attention after last year's release of The Zone of Interest, a British-Polish-American film that depicted the domestic life of Hess and his family living in the shadow of Auschwitz from 1941 to 44. According to the New York Times, CEP bought the house from its latest owner, who found living in it too challenging when people began peering into her windows following the release of the film. The Daily quotes Mark Wallace, chief executive of CEP, as saying, "Finally, we can open it to honor survivors and show this place of incredible evil." And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7:30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today, Radio Polonia tells us pierogi are number one, or are they?
You're tuned to Warsaw.
Polish fusion. Polski fusion. The Polish palate. The Polish quest for taste. Pierogi.
Pizza.
Kebab.
Molecular cuisine.
Tales from the Polish kitchen with
Agnieszka Bielawska.
Elżbieta Krajewska. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Summing up the year.
Summing up the year, and Taste Atlas did it for us, as a matter of fact.
Well, we didn't win the ranking, strangely.
Yes, I mean, we moved several steps upward, so it is very good news. Though, of course, what makes me wonder is the fact that out of all the richness of Polish cuisine, there were four items selected as must-eats. Four items which we consider to be just a tiny little spot on the culinary map of Poland. But maybe Taste Atlas did not have the chance to taste all. So we're on the 11th place.
And we're stereotypes again.
Stereotypes again, because what are the four must-eats?
Pierogi. I'm sorry, it sounds like pierogi are boring. They are not boring, definitely. They're wonderful. But it's sort of something which we have for every day. Perhaps that's why we don't really appreciate it all that much. And perhaps it takes Taste Atlas to tell us how wonderful they really are. There's also Polish donuts, pączki, we like to call them. We like to avoid the name of donut because that does have an association with that thing with a hole in it. And ours definitely do not have a hole in the center. They have a wonderful, wonderful jammy filling.
And a golden ring.
Yes, and absolutely a golden ring and a topping of very sticky icing. So we have challenges at donut time. How to eat a donut and not lick your lips, but yes. Cheesecake, of course, Polish cheesecake is anything but boring. So, well, But still, we have a big country with lots of local cuisines, lots of local wonderful tastes. So why do we stick to pierogi and donuts and cheesecake?
Well, we did not talk to Taste Atlas. Maybe we will, and then we'll find out.
But if you look at the Polish celebrity chefs, they're always about these local wonders and always about sourcing your for restaurateurs, sourcing your foods and the products which you serve locally, because that's the best way in knowing what there is locally. So I really don't know.
This is true, but maybe it is, you know, it's a worldwide ranking. So maybe it is not the time to select those gems of the culinary world and the history of cuisine, but maybe stick to those things which are so obvious. So maybe that's it.
Well, perhaps. Well, we can say that item number four is honey, which actually does make us happy.
Well, yes, and it's not the first time that Taste Atlas points to Polish honey, because some time ago, honey from northwestern Poland has been ranked as second best regional product in the world. And three other Polish honeys also made it into a top 10 list drawn by Taste Atlas. So there must be something about Polish honey, because we pride ourselves on honey production, especially those sort of like regional family producers. And For example, we have so many varieties of honey, and Taste Atlas pointed to the dark brown buckwheat honey, which features a coarse texture and sharp, intense, pungent flavor.
And it's wonderful in gingerbread.
It is wonderful in gingerbread. Then we have the heather honey. There is the polyfloral honey. It is a success of the apiary producers, as a matter of fact. We have something like miód spadziowy. I don't really know how we could name it in English, because it's the honeydew has to be gathered from the silver fir, the spruce and Scots pine. And it also, I mean, in the taste, it is foresty.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a very specific kind of honey. Not everyone likes it. It's really not to everyone's taste, but it's supposed to be one of the best types of honey and the healthiest around, although it does need to be collected in a place where all these specific trees grow. You know, I was thinking, we started talking about honey, and I was thinking that quite recently I saw a bit of news about the southern area of Poland, which not long ago suffered terrible flooding. And one of the very important issues were the local bees. That a lot of the bees had suffered in the floods, and that the honey community in Poland had got together to help the bees' owners in southern Poland, to help them out at this time, and so that they could be making honey next year. So there are some things we, as I said at the beginning, we don't appreciate enough in this country.
Well, that is true, as a matter of fact. And talking about honey producers, my friends went to help those in need in southwestern Poland after the floods. And they did find a family of honey producers. They lost something like 60 hives. You cannot imagine what a tragedy that was. So, if you think 60 hives and the number of bees in, it really is something like it's a disaster. Mm. Not to mention the fact that the climate changes and all those chemicals used in fields and crops, etc., they all threaten the bees. And what will we be without the bees? Nothing.
Well, definitely we will be losing our place as one of the major honey producers in the world, and one of the producers of the world's best honey, as we've just mentioned. So there. And we won't have many of the things which Poland is famous for, like our soft fruits, which haven't appeared in the Taste Atlas ranking.
Not yet. No, but they did speak about the Polish strawberry.
They did actually. Berries, strawberries, yes, and blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm wrong. Sorry,
I didn't
see that.
Yes, they did. They did talk about the strawberries, the kaszubska, truskawka. And so yes, they did spot that we have an abundance of soft fruits, and really, really good soft fruits. Coming back to our not boring pierogi, it is funny because Poland is really associated with pierogi, which we always mention are not only the Polish classic.
But it turns out that they do take us to culinary heights, in the opinion of some.
Bravo, pierogi. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with, appropriately enough, Kapela Ludowa Jeżowiania and Marina Gotuj Pierogi. Mary, make those pierogi.
Maria! wszystkich do studni pompuje, aż do dni majla. Maciek do młynia po mąkę zażyna, Maryna, gotuj pierogi. Maryna, Maryna, gotuj pierogi. Maryna, Maryna, gotuj pierogi.
U mój Maćku drogi, kiedy nie mam jajek,
a Maciek do miasta po jaja do ciasta, Maryna.
Of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, at the Associated Polish Home, all members are urged to attend the annual nominations and elections meeting coming up in mid-February. Stay tuned for the date and remember to pay your dues. And the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia, an affiliate of the American Council for Polish Culture, urges Philadelphia area high school seniors to apply for the Society's scholarships. Deadline February 28th. For requirements, check out the website polishcultureacpc.org. And the Marcela Kochańska Sembrek Female Chorus invites you to sing on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. To join the chorus, phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to N.A. and Skrzypi Wóz. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.
Kolenda, kolenda. Trzej królowy jadą złotą mirę kładą. pasterze na lierze, na skrzypeczka grali. W tę stronę do szopy prędko przybiegali. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. W tę stronę do szopy prędko przybiegali. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. To Jezus maluśki, to dzieciątko krasne. To Jezus maluśki, to dzieciątko krasne. Cichutkie, malutkie, jak słoneczko jasne. Ziemi, trzy króle.